Good evening, 936. At your request of info, what can I do for you?
Well, I have got a lady who walked up to my bus because my doors are open, and she is Spanish-speaking only, and it appears that she just was released from the hospital, and she says that she's homeless. My Spanish is very, very little, but she says she's homeless. And she was released with just a sweater and very little. So I don't know what to do with her, and so I need some help.
Okay, did she give you any idea? Does she need to go somewhere? Does she need to be, you know, do you need to transport her somewhere? All right, I copied that. Give me a second here. I'm looking on using the websites here to see if I can figure out a place that she could go, maybe to get some sort of help. I think that the place that's right there on the corner, I want to say on the corner of Burnside and 6th, is a temporary shelter, but I'm not 100% sure. Let me do it, and I'll call you back.
Okay, thank you, sir. I would really appreciate that.
Not a problem. They're at 1716. Hi there, 936. So, there is the Portland Rescue Mission. It's 111 West Burnside, so it's on the downtown side of the Burnside Bridge that is 24 hours a day, and she can get food, shelter, and other vital services, and they are open 24 hours. They're about the only thing that's open. It's only a few blocks down the street. If you get her to Burnside there, you're at the stop there, and just motion or direct her that direction. It's very few blocks down the street. And, she, you know, it's right on the corner, and it's got a big neon sign and everything. She should be able to find it.
So I'm just unsure that she's actually going to get there. So that's kind of my concern.
Right. I get that. I can ask the supervisor if they're willing to meet you there. But unfortunately, I mean, that's the best I can do for you. I can ask the supervisor to meet you there. That's kind of up to them if they want to provide that service from there down the street. But at least if you can get her downtown and kind of hopefully motion her that direction, she can find her way there. But I will ask the supervisor if they can meet you there.
Yeah, I mean, that would be really amazing. Like, if they could just meet me at the Burnside stop and then just grab her and then take her there, get her into, you know, into line and you know, and just, you know, say just, you know, get her there. That would be amazing. I mean, it's hard when somebody especially when there's a language barrier and she's, you know, like, I don't know what she was hospitalized for. So, you know, she could have been hospitalized for mental illness for all we know.
Right, that's true. But you have to think that she could have also been hospitalized just simply because she had nowhere to go, and it's an easy place for people to go to kind of get out of the weather.
Right, totally true. So, okay, well, I am, I'm getting her some food here, so I'm glad I always pack more than I eat. So. And so I'm, you know, so I'm giving her some food, and so we're eating, and I'm going to keep her on the bus, and then I'm gonna roll once we get up here. So, anyway, I will, and I'm probably just gonna take her in the break room with me since I don't let people stay on the bus when I'm not on the bus.
You can't do that because other operators might not be okay with that. So I would just leave her on the bus if you need to go in the break room and just, you know, let the doors close. Just take your personal items with you.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine. I'll do that then. So, okay. Well, then I will do that, and then we'll see what we can do once I get in town. And thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you. So I just, you know, sometimes just weird things happen on the bus, and they choose me.
I hear you. All right. We'll be clear for now at 1722.